This is going to be a thrill. Harry Lennox, best known for his role on The Blacklist, has a gospel concert movie called Revival, and it is retelling the story of the gospel according to Apostle John. And I have Molly Music on the phone with me. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm so thrilled to have you on my show today. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be speaking to you right now and on such a wonderful occasion. Detroit, what's going on? Randy, hey.
Hey. Now, let's tell people a little bit about the movie.
Okay. The movie is exciting to me. We've read the story. We've read the Bible somehow. Mm-hmm. We've heard interpretations on Easter of this thing. And a lot of people convict us with the story of Christ to try to get us to walk right or change our lives in a certain way if they see what's going on.
Right.
So this was very powerful because Harry Lennox and Holly Carter, with the Spirit of God, came up with something very beautiful. Just like we do, it originated from an Easter play that happened at Holly's church several years back. Harry Lennox was at that service and was taken aback at the way that they were portraying it. There was blocking and a band, and he's Chicago, so he loves theater.
Yes.
So he talked to Holly and wanted to get with some people. He also had some ideas with a friend, David Waite, to create a story of a new Jesus that was a city boy in Chicago in just a hoodie, and that, you know, he had powers and was doing things. So they was working on this, but it kind of congealed perfectly. At the time, Holly was co-managing me along with my mother, and I was shooting videos and doing things, and they sat me down after that service and believed that after Harry and David Waite wanted to bring it to the stage and shoot a real film, that they wanted me to star as Christ.
Wow.
I was taken aback and like, oh, no, this is not going to happen. Who plays Christ, you know? But looking back in hindsight, I'm glad that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, really affected my relationship with Christ and my walk. And the movie is powerful because even though it has many of the things that we do expect, it has so many things that we don't expect.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's a whole journey and a movement.
I saw a feast. Right, I've seen the trailer, mm-hmm. and it makes my breath takes my breath away.
Yes,
just knowing who you are and knowing the role that you had to transform into, mm-hmm. what that may have meant for you.
It was out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a lot of times, the closest thing we may get to it is if we get called up to receive Christ at a church setting or something like that. It's like scary, but to walk in it. I was even baptized in a river in the scene with John the Baptist, my cousin, and I got so sick in real life, you know? And so it was a beautiful, beautiful journey. However, the basis is based on a stage play within the movie.
Right.
So there's this like production team that's putting on this play. I'm the actor that is acting as Christ in the play, in the movie. But the movie takes place in his dressing room, mostly.
Yeah.
You kind of see him come in, and I'm sitting, and the character is, you know, kind of going over his part while getting dressed for the role. All the, you know, hoopla's going on. Hey, we have 5 minutes to showtime and all this. And then it goes in my head and heart as an actor.
Yes.
All the things that I've been envisioning, all the stories that I've been reading, all the scenes that I'm about to act out, and it starts to tap into real life. So now it starts to transition from theater to this imaginary spiritual world, now where we can really see people, where we can really speak to devils, where we can really see miracles, where we can really tell the story in a new way, and there's music all in there.
So oh, my goodness. Unreal. It is really unreal, and it features some powerhouses. Lennox is going to be Pontius Pilate,
yes.
of course, Chaka Khan, Michelle
yes.
Williams,
yes.
Bishop William Murphy III from the D, of course.
Absolutely. Yes.
You have a lot of music in this as well.
Well, I'm really excited about that part, too, especially the soundtrack. Harry Lennox, who's a devout lover of gospel music, incorporated a lot of songs that we knew inside of the original script. But when I came in being a creator, and extremely aggressive in that way, I felt that there were some new ways we could express some of the things that we've always been saying growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for, you know, my expertise and the faith that they had in allowing me to do one song, then another. Then I'll come on the set for other scenes, and I would see other people's scenes, and I would write their songs. You know, there's a healing scene where me and Wendy Raquel Robinson, who's portraying the woman with the issue of blood.
Yes.
And there's a song that's being sung over it that we wrote on the spot that was just so crazy. Inside of me is worship, and it's so crazy. I'm not going to tell you who's singing it, but it's all over there. And then those little songs grew, and then it went to the next level. Mm-hmm. Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers put vocals on it and just arranged it out of this world.
Oh, my gosh.
There's strings on the composition, so it's literally a musical and a movie score on top of soul and spiritual unctions. It's too much.
It's got a lot of layers. It is very powerful. And I am so godly proud of you, Molly.
Wow, I so appreciate it. It's been a long walk. I was thinking about all of it right now, and I'm grateful for, even in this stage of my life, walking yet through another door that is uncomfortable to me. And that's how I know that God is leading, you know.
Yes.
Not, you know, and so that's very good. And then to be able to be humble and spread out in this way as this is just a powerful thing. And no excuses for anybody. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And lastly, testimonies aren't just spoken. Many of them are lived and walked out.
Amen.
So I'm grateful for the chance to be able to do and contribute something that words could never say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's Molly Music. He is in the movie stage play.
Yes.
Movie. Revival, the Experience. And he is playing the role of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for spending a little time with me.
Thank you so much. And I'm grateful for this opportunity. Guys, please check it out. Good feedback, bad feedback, all of it is good, because we offered something in the name of Jesus with the best of our abilities, and we all came together. I believe we did something powerful that's going to stand for a while.